It's a what? It's a...
joint.
Okay, and I'm pounding my...
chest.
And these are my two...
elbows.
Or up here,
shoulders. What did I say? I
said elbows. That may be all you can see right this part of here. If I had a great deal of muscle, you might say I was very...
muscular, huh?
Or not weak, but... he's not weak.
Strong.
Would you say stout for that, too?
No.
What's stout?
Well...
heavy?
That's what we call stout. If someone's stout, he's kind of fat. But I know people... there are people that say stout for strong, mm-hmm. but we
don't. That's what I want to know yours, of course. Yeah. How about husky?
Well, that is if someone's kind of short and stout.
A baby wouldn't be husky, huh? Or would he?
Not necessarily. He could be, too.
A woman wouldn't be husky.
No, I've never heard that.
But a woman might be stout.
Yeah.
Okay. Try to get some distinctions here. And these words we talk about, we never straighten up. You saw an old lady who was seemed to move around as fast as a young lady would. You say, my, isn't she...
spry.
Okay. Would you call her lively? Quite lively or something, too? Or bright?
Well, yeah, alert or bright.
Okay. And you, somebody's asked you to walk through the cemetery at midnight, and you say, no, I won't. I'm...
afraid.
Now, would you say scared, too?
Well, yeah.
Okay, and they said, well, why are you afraid now? You, 10 years ago, you
Didn't used to be afraid.
A person who doesn't seem to care about anything, you might say he's a very care. He does his work very sloppily, and he's, he just isn't neat. He's very about his appearance. He's very
sloppy, or careless.
Another word that means unusual or strange or odd is the very. Something happened that was very
unusual, or
would you say queer?
Well,
not queer.
Well, yes, you could use the word queer.
Does that mean the same as strange or unusual? I mean, there's a variation.
Well, yes. Now, unusual would be something that wouldn't happen too often, and queer would be something different. Yeah.
Okay. My wife, knowing my German background, often will tell me when I don't agree with her. She'll say, "Don't be so." Don't be so.
Sarcastic or stubborn. They used to call it bullheaded, too.
Bullheaded? My father's favorite word. Would you ever say pigheaded?
Well, I've heard it, but we didn't use it.
Set? Or sot?
Set in their ways.
Obstinate, would you say?
Yes.
Obstinate. Okay, a person who's very easily offended, you might say he's...
easily hurt.
Or he's... must be careful of him. He's... say touch.
Oh, yeah. Quite touchy.
Would you call him short patient?
No.
Ficity?
No.
Testy?
No.
Fretful?
No.
Okay, if you saw somebody shaking his fist at somebody else, you might say, my,
well, I don't know just quite what I would say.
You might say yesterday he got awfully
angry or something.
Yeah. Would you ever say he got awfully mad?
Yes.
Would you say ugly?
No.
Vicious?
No.
Head up?
Well, head up maybe. Not bothered.
Okay. Now, if the mother is very excited about her injured child, the doctor says to her, first thing you have to remember is to
keep him quiet.
Or yourself. You keep
calm.